Good day, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. We're going to kick off our corporate updates today with the CEO of Tarachi Gold, Mr. Cameron Teamstra. Tarachi Gold trades on the CSE with TRG and on the OTCQB with TRGGF. Cameron, it's been a few weeks since you and I have been able to catch up. There's been some news since then, including drill results from San Javier. There was also, you got some grades back from the magistral tailings drilling as well. So we're going to cover those two big news items here. But let's first go start and dive into San Javier. Really some decent drill results as well. Some pretty good grades, including north of 4 grams per ton there within a meter and a half. So let's just start there. You know, the key takeaways here from San Javier is good grades, good widths, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, so we had our San Javier drill results back about a month ago now at the end of September. We've been waiting a little while for those. And we were targeting the deeper extents of the mineralized breccia system that we had encountered there sort of earlier this year with our first phase of drilling program, which was pretty shallow. The first phase was only sort of in the top 100 meters of that breccia system. And so with these drill holes here, most of them went down about 350 meters, hoping to hit similar mineralization to what we saw closer to surface, which was sort of 5 to 10 grams per ton. And as you mentioned there, our highlight from this drill program was meter and a half intercept of about 4 grams per ton. So not quite what we saw closer to surface, but what we did find were sort of broader, lower grade intercepts, including about 0.45 grams per ton over 52 meters. So that was kind of the bigger hit there. So not exactly what we had anticipated. We thought maybe they were going to be similar to some of the other breccia systems in the region, particularly 1 or 2 kilometers to the west where they targeted some of these pipes in the past. That averaged sort of 5 to 10 grams per ton as well in the 40s and 50s. It's great to finally have those back, and we can sort of make a plan for what we want to continue to do up at San Javier next year. Our big news sort of recently were the results back from Magistral.
Yeah, well, let's go talk about Magistral, because this is really important. I mean, the data is important because that's the next step into some technical reports. But why don't you cover us what those results are from the grades, but also how is it going to feed into these reports?
Yeah, so we've been waiting for these results for a long time, and it's really been what has held up our PEA for the last couple of months that Ausenco Engineering is working on, as well as that resource estimate for the tailings material that we're expecting to be part of that PEA. So out of the 171 samples of tailings material that we got back from that drill program, which consisted of 37 shallow holes, the average grade was just over 2 grams per ton gold. I think it was 2.04 grams per ton. So certainly a great grade for material, especially material that's just sitting on surface. It's already been crushed. It's already been ground. Very, you know, small amount of energy needs to get in there to actually extract the gold. So now that we have this assay data, Ausenco Engineering can continue with the PEA and finally get that finished for us. And in addition to the assay data, we've also started to get back pretty much all of the metallurgical test work that we were also doing on that material, particularly the leaching test work. And those results are coming back very positive. We're seeing an average leachability of over 80% of that gold in as little as 12 hours on material that sort of is as is, so without having to use additional grinding, which is great.
Wow, that's really unbelievable. I mean, the PEA is going to be, it seems going to be quite impressive because all this material is already ground. You can basically throw it right on a heap, and if you're getting 80%, I mean, you can pretty much do the math. It doesn't seem like this is going to be terribly technical of a PEA as compared to a lot of other early stage projects.
Yeah, it'll come down to a little bit of chemistry. I mean, it leaches really well. We plan on using the existing leaching facility that we have, that we own, that's adjacent to the tailings material. It's an agitated tank facility that can do about 1,000 tons per day. And it's got a Merrill-Crowe recovery system for precipitating out the gold and silver. We're doing some additional test work just to make sure that the chemistry works out and to determine if we need to actually, you know, make any additions to that facility to ensure that we can recover the gold. I think maybe in some of our earlier chats earlier this year, we mentioned that you know, one of the technical challenges we have is the presence of some cyanide soluble copper, and that has a tendency to make things a little more difficult to precipitate out. So we're going to be doing some next level studies that's going to work okay, and to make sure we get the chemistry right, because since we're not drilling or blasting or crushing and grinding, it's not so much a mining operation as it is a chemistry or a processing operation. So it's certainly key to get that right.
Do you even need the mill up and running 100% for those tailings? I mean, is that, do you need one without the, can you have one without the other?
I mean, we don't plan on heap leaching this material. Okay. We have found that it works a lot better sort of based on our test work and some of the historical work that previous operators have done. There was a heap leach operation that used the same material back in the 1990s. They were moved about a million tons of tailings material out of the basin and shifted a couple kilometers to the west to some private property where they tried to doing heap leach operation and to recover that gold through a carbon circuit. But they had some issues. I don't think it was very successful in terms of the recovery. Some issues with the carbon as well and the copper not, you know, working well together and preventing the recovery of gold. So, I mean, that material that's sitting there, a lot of it has been leached out, but a lot of it actually has not been processed. So we're actually talking to the owners of that material, and we might actually be bringing it back in the future and running it through the plant as well.
Round trip.
Yeah.
give us the status of the Magistral mill. What's going on there? I mean, what's the latest update from there? Because I know a lot of people are we've seen a lot of companies, CapEx obviously having to be rising because inflation prices that materials are going up. What is the latest from the Magistral mill on your end?
Yeah, so the last couple of months, we've mostly been doing some maintenance work on site, particularly with the electrical systems, getting those up to code, improving the safety of them as well, so that we can have the facility inspected probably close to the end of this year in order to actually get it hooked up to the grid and get the whole facility energized. So we've had some electricians on site just doing a lot of work, maintenance work on the transformers, for example. The facility's really been sitting there unused for the last 3 years at least. So we just want to make sure it's all in tip-top shape and safe for our crews to work on it in the future. We've also had some various contractors and consultants come down to look at the different aspects of the plant that we think need a little bit of work still before we can get it up and running. So looking at the Merrill-Crowe circuit to kind of finish it there, we've been told it's about 95% complete. And looking over at the tailing storage facility as well, we know we need to make some modifications and some completion work there. A little bit of extra lining as well. So we're getting some quotes for that work and to make sure that we can have that facility fully permitted before we need it.
Yeah, I know the PEA is really kind of precedent here in the short to midterm, Cameron, but do you have a timeline here? And, you know, when would you like to potentially see Magistral really up and running, potentially producing some cash flow for you?
Yeah, I mean, it'll kind of depend if we have to make any more major modifications or additions to the facility before we get it up and running. But towards the end of the first half of next year is what we're targeting right now.
Okay. Yeah. We got to talk about this financing. It sounds like it's just about ready to close. It's about, $600,000. So, not a terrible amount of money, but you got to get something because obviously we're in the business of spending money before you can make money. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game in exploration and mine development. Talk to us kind of your experience in this financing and how it sets you up here in the next few months to get you to where you need to be.
Yeah, I mean, the financing is mostly for corporate purposes and really just to see the PEA across the finish line because we've had several months of delays. We were expecting it originally kind of towards the end of the summer and then end of September. And now that we finally have the assay data back and the metallurgy data back, we believe it's going to be completed sort of around the third or fourth week of November now is when we should have the report. So the financing is really more for corporate purposes and just to kind of complete that PEA work and the study work that we need to have completed. With the expectation that, we'll need to do a bigger capital spend, obviously, for the completion of the facility in the first half of next year. But once we have a clear picture on what the capital cost is going to be for that from that PEA, then we can go in and find a way to finance that.
So what's the timeline for the PEA? You expect that in Q1?
We expect the PEA to be completed by the end of next month in November.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then we'll, work on financing that probably through December and January and use the first half of next year to get the facility up and running.
Yeah. I did want to kind of get your sense here as, the head honcho of a junior developer here. This it seems like the momentum's maybe a little bit swaying more towards the upside for precious metals. We've seen it happen on the base metal side, obviously. Silver's, I guess you could say, is outperforming gold, but gold is, you're starting to see a little bit of a bid in some of the high quality juniors here as well. Putting on your old banking hat here, Cameron? You know, what does this move here kind of tell you? And if you were back in the office there in a high rise in Toronto, what were some of these phone calls you think you'd be taking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a pretty rough 3 or 4 months, really, since the beginning of June for anybody in the junior space and even sort of the mid tiers as well. We've seen sort of gold equities down across the board, many of them 25 to 50% since their highs sort of in the beginning of June. And I think we're starting to see a bottom. I mean, even at 1750 gold, that's still a great price for any gold producer. I mean, if you look over the last 10 years, 1750 is a wonderful price for gold. And the people who are producing it are certainly making money hand over fist right now, but their equities share prices aren't really reflecting that. And I think we're starting to see a bit of a turnaround. Like you said, some names are getting picked up a little bit more here. I think we're finally bouncing off a bit of a bottom. And even if gold doesn't go to, you know, the $2,000 an ounce price level that every gold bug wants to see it at, I think even sort of stabilization around these prices in the $1,700 to $1,800 range, you're going to start to see more of an interest come back to the juniors, especially companies that have near-term producing assets.
Yeah. I mean, you did mention the producers making money hand over fist here. I mean, we did report the B2 gold numbers this morning. Obviously, big increases in production and probably cash flow as well, given the numbers that they were reporting here. But that goes to show you the power of, you know, some easily processed gold projects. I mean, obviously, Fekola is a massive project and a complete beast, and very few projects, you know, live up to that status as well throughout the world. But you know, when your capex, or excuse me, when your all-in sustaining costs are so low, and you still have a gold price that you could say, well, this has been a really hard year, but the gold price doesn't necessarily, it could be hard emotionally, but the gold price is still very, very strong. We're not yet seeing that momentum from, say, those growth equities to value equities. When do we start seeing some of that big institutional, big money start coming into these gold producers and start re-rating them into a spot that should be where many of us believe they should be?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times, especially in precious metals, it's all about trends. And even for big investors and small retail investors, you know, when gold price is on the way up, you see, you know, equity prices screaming higher. And then even when gold prices stabilize, you'll just start to see a downtrend because there's no new money coming in to support additional buying and higher stock prices. So I do expect, you know, maybe closer to the end of this year, probably November, things to kind of turn around. I mean, October is typically labeled the crash month, you know, historically for a lot of big negative swings across the board for equities, not just in commodity producers. And so I think there's typically a little more hesitancy for big money to come in October. But sort of once we sort of pass through that, and, you know, if the U.S. government can, you know, figure out their debt ceiling issues and things like that as well, and get some of those big news items out of the way, I think hopefully we'll open the door for bigger money to come in and start looking at some of these gold equities.
Cameron, let's leave it at that. I appreciate your time. It's good to connect with you once again. I know you were kind of away for some personal time, new baby, so congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Look to see, we will probably most likely touch base here when this PEA is released later next month, but until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then in the next few weeks.
Sounds good, Trevor. Thank you very much.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.